Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Baz Dubois, and welcome back to Hammer at Home. I'm very proud to say this is our sixth episode and all things are going pretty well. Before I get started, I wanted to say, if you've got something you want to hear me talk about or there's someone particularly you'd like me to talk about, send me an email at hammerathome@network10.com. Now I'm going to tell you, I'm going to try something a little different today. This episode is going to be a little bit shorter than usual and it comes with a bit of a challenge. See, I'm going to interview two people that are very, very important in my life. My twins, Bennett and Arabella. Now they're 7, so bear with us. If you've got kids, I want you to think about doing the same thing. And here's why. The simple fact is we're super busy in this world and we don't get enough time with our children. I know we talk about quality time where we do specific things, but sitting down and having a chat and listen to what kids have to say, you're going to learn a lot. I want to find out what a 7-year-old, or at least my 7-year-olds, are actually thinking. So here's a little taste of what happened when I turned the microphone on to my family. Can you tell me your name?
Bennett.
Just Bennett?
Xander.
What's your full name?
Bennett Leo Dewar.
And how old are you?
7.
Do you know what your dad does for work?
Goes on television.
And what does he do on television?
Amanda says to Barry Dewar, she says, what kind of object have you got today? And he would say, maybe something.
Can you tell me what is the one thing that has made you smile today?
What's made me smile today is I got my new Lego.
If you were a superhero, what would your name be?
Jackson.
Jackson. And what would Jackson's superhero power be?
Ice power.
And how does ice power work?
You freeze people.
Who would you freeze?
Everyone, so I can do whatever I want.
Even your friends?
Except for my friends.
What about your dad and mum?
Except for them.
What about Amanda?
Except for all of my friends.
If you're ever sad, how do you make yourself happy?
By colouring my mum and dad.
Can you tell me what is the one thing that adults always talk about?
Barry on the living room.
That's a good thing, I think. Now, can you tell me your name and how old you are?
Arabella 7.
Arabella what?
Dubois.
Yes. Tell me this, what makes you feel brave?
Being close to my family.
Do you know what your dad does for work?
He goes on the telly.
And what does he do on the telly?
He builds. He shows videos of him building.
Tell me, what has made you smile the most today?
Chucky.
Your cat?
Yeah.
Why does Chucky make you smile?
He makes funny faces.
Chucky makes funny faces. Can you tell me something that you did today that was very kind?
Fed kitty.
Anything else?
Made mum's bed.
If you were a superhero, what would your superhero name be?
Rosie.
Rosie, and what would Rosie's superpower
be?
Hugging people.
That's a great superpower. I love that. What's the hardest rule to follow?
If I'm sick, I'm not eating cheese because I like cheese.
Last question for you, my princess. If you could do anything in the whole world right now, what would you want to do?
Hug everyone I know.
Anyone that knows me knows that I'm a proud dad. And I'm going to tell you, I reckon I've listened to that interview about a dozen times now. Not only is it super cute, or it is to me, I hope you loved it, it tells me a lot about what's going on in Arabella and Bennett's head right now. And won't this be a great thing to listen back to in 5 or 10 or even 15 years from now? Great 21st entertainment. Now, if you want to make a mini podcast on your family, it's not that hard. If you've got a smartphone, you'll have everything you need sitting right there in your pocket. Use a voice recording app, get the microphone, which is usually at the bottom of the device, nice and close to the kids, and just have a chat with them. If you don't know where to start, we've put down some example questions in the show description. When you're done, make sure you save the file somewhere where you'll be able to find it in years from now. Don't let this interview disappear when your phone carks it. And finally, let me know how it went. Send me an email to hammerathome@network10.com. We've got some great interviews planned for the coming weeks, including one with the only one, Miguel Maestri. Yes, the crazy bull is coming on this podcast, so you might need some headphones and earplugs. If you don't want to miss it, make sure you hit that subscribe button. But before you go, I got another shout out. Thanks to Emmy, who has been in touch to say, this is my favorite new podcast. I love listening to Baz chat to his guests. Each episode has been inspiring. I've learned a lot. This has got to be from my auntie. Looking forward to hearing more. Thank you, Emmy. I appreciate that. Thanks for tuning in. Be safe, take care of each other, and I'll see you next week.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Join Georgia Love and Shura Taft as they dissect all the best bits of the week from The Bachelor. Get excited for Cocktails and Roses, a 10 Speaks podcast. Listen now.